Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good Thursday morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. It's a cold day in Texarkana, Texas, but it's a good day. Every day is a good day because the Lord sat as king at the flood. Yes, the Lord sits as king forever. And our God reigns, and He is over all things, and we can trust Him no matter what is taking place in life. One of the key verses in the Bible is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, He will direct your path. Well, I welcome to the program today my good friend Dr. Rick Scarborough. Dr. Scarborough has been on the program a number of times. I appreciate Rick's take on things. I appreciate the fact that he loves the Lord and he's bold and courageous. He loves our country and he has worked tirelessly for many, many years to see changes take place in America, changes to move our country back to sanity and back to righteousness and back to justice for all. And Dr. Rick, we're kind of seeing that happen right before our eyes, are we not?
We've talked about it, that we needed one last great sweeping revival, but there were too many impediments in the way until Donald Trump decided to do what he said he was going to do, and suddenly the door has opened wide for the church. I like to remind people that Donald Trump can talk all he wants, and I pray he'll continue, about the golden age of America. But the golden age of America won't take place until we have the golden age of the church. And God has given us a wide open door to bring that to pass, if only we'll walk through it.
Well, amen to that. So we think about the golden age of the church, Rick. When do you think that was in America?
I think probably the golden age of America heretofore was the revival that took place under the preaching of Jonathan Edwards and George Whitefield and the Wesley brothers, just prior to our founding. God literally sent such an overwhelming revival. Historians have written about it, that literally the pubs and the bars were closed down, and some of them, many of them, turned into churches. The songs they were singing in those bars, the music was taken and Christian words put to them, and we developed our own hymn book here in America, because as a result of the revival that swept through the country, which laid the foundation to steel the spine of the patriots of that era to stand up against the strongest military power in the history of the world to that point and defeat them because of their faith and trust in God working through them as they stood on the Word of God. So I think that's the measure, and we need to see a day like that again. Those people in that time, many didn't believe it could happen. In fact, I would say 85% of those who attended churches didn't believe that America could be raised up from nothing to the greatest nation in the world. But we were, because of the faithfulness of men and women who stood upon the rock, and that rock which was Christ.
Amen to that. Rick, we've seen now Trump be president for a little over a month, right at about a month. He was sworn in on the 20th of January. Have you been surprised at all that he's accomplished in his first few weeks in office?
I think overwhelmed has been the word I would use to describe my feelings. He literally is doing everything he said he would do.
And he's doing it in such a short period of time.
Yes.
It's just dizzying, I think, especially for his enemies, because they don't have enough time to scramble and get together on their offensive against him, and so it's just too much at one time. Now, Rick, as the DOGE group, Department of Government Efficiency, led by Elon Musk under the direction of Donald Trump, they're moving at this seemingly the speed of sound as they expose all this graft and corruption and mismanagement and waste. You know, some of it is because of ineptitude and some of it is because of criminal activity. But what do you say to those who would cry out and say, "Hey, you're performing surgery with a meat cleaver, and you're cutting good people, and you're making these decisions so quickly that you're not being very precise, and we need to put on the brakes." What do you say to that kind of thinking?
Elon Musk, I mean, the president had sense enough to know that he couldn't pull off all that he was saying without getting the greatest minds available and putting them in a room and letting them then have the freedom to design the methodology by which he could accomplish those things. And so the answer is, in my mind, is Elon Musk. And for such time as this. Now, Elon Musk, I'm not aware that he makes any pretense of being a Christian, and that many times in our history, God has used non-Christians to accomplish his purposes. He is not a perfect man, and we shouldn't put our hope and faith and trust in him, but we should continue to pray that God would put a hedge of protection around him and put wisdom in that mind of knowledge and produce the methodology of getting these changes done. And I think that's what's put the left on its heels. They can't figure it out. They can't stop it. He's just too smart.
Yeah, and I was on a website or on somebody's Twitter page today, and it was Republicans. I think it was Republicans against Trump, and they were decrying the fact that Trump plays so much golf, you know, trying to depict him as this slacker that doesn't do much work, and you know, it's like, well, that's just totally ridiculous. I've never seen a guy with as much energy as Donald Trump and getting as much done in a short period of time. Rick, what do you make of the strategy of the left to combat Trump? It seems ludicrous, the positions they're fighting him on.
Well, they keep revealing who they truly are, and it's in such plain view that even their allies are beginning to recognize the foolishness of it all. They are all they have to work with is what they've had in the past, and what they had in the past won't stop this. The only way this can fail now is for Christians not to step through this open door God has given us and produce by God's grace this what I'm calling the golden age of the church. I think I've made you aware of it. May have had some of the caps last time I was at your church, but I had caps that I put out called MAGA that were Make America Godly Again. Mm-hmm. That's what the church has got to do, is make America godly again.
Rick, do you see a danger with Christians becoming too closely associated with Trump and MAGA?
Surely. I mean, there is the danger, and we've got to ward against it. Someone, I wish I could give proper credit, but one of my friends you may know him, Kurt Dodd.
Yes.
He's the son-in-law of John Bisogno and one of the great men of God in this country. We communicate, he, myself, and a third, who've been friends since seminary days, and he interjected the thought. He said, we've got to be careful that we don't neglect what the Bible talks about the Antichrist. The Antichrist is going to dress himself up in the robes of religion and Christianity and people he's doing God's work and God's will, and we'll discover he was the Antichrist. I think we need to always counterbalance our admiration and our appreciation and our prayerful concern that you and I don't get caught up in this and make more out of Trump than he can possibly be. So that is a real clear teaching of the Scripture and a warning from God that the Antichrist will do a lot of these things. Now, the Bible also tells us before Jesus returns for his church, he's going to shake everything up, and there's going to be a gathering. Jews are going to come to Christ by the millions in the last days. And so I'm praying that that's the age in which we're living, that we're literally setting by our faithfulness to Christ and our fact that we don't bow a knee to Donald Trump. We recognize the potential for good. We step through the open door, and we see a third great awakening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, we get accused of that. You Christians worship Trump or whatever, you know, you bow your knee to Trump. Of course we don't do that. We better not do that. We bow our knee to Jesus. But we can surely applaud what Trump is doing because he is trying to right the ship. A friend of mine, Fred Caldwell, posted on X just today, and Fred's a business leader, and he likened America to a failing business, and he said the new CEO has come in, and he's got to make drastic changes, otherwise the thing goes under, and it's going to be, you know, it's a ship with that's taken on water that is going to go to the bottom if we don't fix this. And that's exactly what Elon Musk said. Rick, I think I sent you that quote from Elon Musk that says, hey, if we don't fix the deficit problem and all this waste, we're not going to have a country. What do you say to that?
Well, I think he's got his finger on the pulse, because just rational thinking would tell you that if he were to take this $2 trillion deficit we have every year. If you were to just reverse that, we're still thirty-seven trillion dollars in debt, and that will sink the ship. We can't just stop the blood from getting out, but we got to start applying enough changes that we reverse this whole trend and we start literally having a surplus that we can pay debt down with, or we lose. So we're not even close to getting it fixed yet. We just have hope. For the first time in 10 or 20 years, we have hope, and that there's a serious man in charge who's making recommendations that the president is following and working out the details of what the president is proposing, so that we can stop the flow of the blood, red ink, and begin to put a tourniquet in his place and start giving new blood into the system by a successful growing and rising economy to pay down debt. Otherwise, all of this is for naught.
What do you think, Rick, about syndrome called Trump derangement syndrome? Have you seen that with your own eyes, with maybe people that oppose you to your face?
Every day that I'm out in the public, some evidence of that is raised. There is no question that there is a national psychosis that's taking place, where people, they either just flat out hate our country and want it to fail, or they're so blind that they can't see when a positive adjustment is made. We've got to ask God to open the eyes of the blind, and by the way, he has done that on a number of occasions physically. He can certainly do it spiritually in our country if the church walks through the open door that Elon Musk and Donald Trump are right now providing for us. We can't sit on our hands. We can't sit on the sidelines. We've got to bring about the cure. The church, the true church of the living God, is the only hope for America.
That's for sure. And you know, we as pastors and we as Christians, we need to keep that in mind. We do applaud. I think anytime we see righteousness prevailing and truth and justice exposing corruption, I can't fathom anybody not being for the exposing and the dealing with the graft and corruption and waste. It just doesn't make sense to me. I posted something today on Facebook, Rick, that said it was a picture of the guy that I think it was Rod Sterling that did the Twilight Zone so many years ago. But he says, imagine, if you will, a government so corrupt it tries to convince the people that accountability is illegal. And it seems like those on the left are trying to tell us that, hey, we don't have any right to audit these people.
Well, that's exactly right. And it's a great analogy. I'm old enough to remember the Twilight Zone. And they took the most bizarre illustrations of people living in La La Land. And then through the course of the program, you understood the point they were making. They were ahead of their time. But that's exactly what we're living.
Yes. Well, we're talking to Dr. Rick Scarborough, the president of Recover America, man that loves the Lord and loves our country and wants to see revival come into our nation and to the world before the Lord returns. You're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, and we are up against a break. But we'll be right back with more of Rick Scarborough.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff Shreve here talking to my good friend, Dr. Rick Scarborough, the author, pastor, and political activist, Christian political activist, and the president of Recover America. Rick has been at it for a long time, getting pastors and churches connected and involved in what is going on in their communities and what is going on in their cities and in the state and in the nation. Because if Christians don't weigh in and bring the voice of righteousness, what is left? And so, hey, Rick, I want to play for you. I played a clip yesterday of Alex Karp, and he was talking about the fact that he's watching the Democrats just commit suicide because they are going against DOGE and against exposing waste and corruption and dealing with it. He said that is a fool's errand because the country, you're in the 10% category. 90% of the country says, yeah, that's right, we ought to do this. I ran across this little parody that I thought was pretty funny. It was this guy, I didn't even catch his name, but he's basically saying, hey, Democrats, we salute you because you are all in on a losing proposition. I want you to listen to this and then comment for me if you would.
All right.
Democratic Party, I salute you. Rather than learn anything from your thrashing in the election, you've doubled down on every last insane anti-American position, and it's impressive. You've continued to call all working class MAGA folks deplorable maggots, white supremacists, and racists. I'm talking to you, Tom Hanks. Your party continues to advocate for males and women's sports and spaces. You insist that we pretend that men can become women, that men can get pregnant, and you call anyone who doesn't agree with this abject stupidity a transphobe and a bigot. Now, you Dems could have backed off all these insane ideas, but even after getting rebuked in the last election, you never wavered. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't in awe of your obstinance. You promoted cancel culture, became the blind defenders of Big Pharma, even after the COVID debacle. You deny people their bodily autonomy unless it involves the right to kill another body. You became the party of big business and endless wars. You managed to turn a Kennedy into a Republican and a Cheney into a Democrat. Now that is something. You coerced our words, became the arch enemy of free speech. You cared more about illegal aliens than your own tax-paying citizens. Speaking of taxes, when we tried to understand where our tax dollars were going, you obstructed at every turn. You insisted on porn in schools while denying parental rights. You indoctrinated our children, teaching them social justice rather than reading and math. In hiring, you centered skin color and sex rather than merit and excellence. And I gotta hand it to you, hard-headed commies. You never apologized or even showed one ounce of remorse for any of it, even after losing the House, Senate, and the presidency. In fact, you're tripling down on all the same issues that got you to this spot. So I salute you, Democratic Party. Because of your blind hatred, moral depravity, and unwillingness to course correct, you not only lost the last election, you're on track to lose the next one, too. In fact, God willing, if you keep it up, you have a real shot at becoming politically irrelevant for a generation. Now, that's what I call sticking to your principles. And I, for one, just want to salute you and thank you.
All right, Rick, obviously a parody, but what did you think about what he said?
I think that if you want to send that to me, it'll be on our website by 5 o'clock this afternoon. Unbelievable. The only problem with guys like that being so smart and revering this so succinctly is that I'm afraid we're going to change the Democrats' mind. We need to leave them alone. They're doing enough to destroy themselves. Don't wake them up.
Yeah.
You know, Paul was more succinct. When he told us about men loving other men and having unnatural sexual appetites, he concluded some of those thoughts with saying, professing themselves to become wise, they become fools. And we're living in an age where that is becoming so obviously revealed.
Yes. Rick, I know that you probably are like me in that you appreciate the wit and wisdom of John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana.
Yes.
But he recently said, you know, we don't want to interrupt anybody on the left as he's kicking his own tail. I mean, why don't we just let him go? And it seems to me that they're doing that now. Obviously, those people are not they're not mentally deficient. I mean, it's not like they have an IQ that's below 50, but man, they can't see the forest for the trees. What do you make of that? How can you keep doubling down, tripling down on a, you know, on the these issues that nobody really supports except those that have Trump derangement syndrome?
God is the essence of wisdom and the essence of understanding. And what he's doing is he's letting them reveal who they really are so that even the dumbest of us can get it. God right now is giving us an open door, Pastor, that we can walk through. I'm developing a message right now, and I've alluded to it already several times, but I'm putting together a message right now that I want God to open doors for me to preach it, the golden age of the church. And it's all about the opportunity we have right now to walk through these bright, wide-open doors that just a year ago were closed to us. And while we tried everything in our understanding to open those doors and to awaken people, it took the Democrats themselves to convince the rest of the country what a foolish errand their own, and may they just keep it up.
Yes. Okay, so shifting gears, Trump, as it relates to abortion, he just came out, you know, in full favor of IVF, and as we know, that kills a lot of, you know, conceived babies. What is your take on that, Rick, and how should the church respond?
Well, in truth, and we shouldn't compromise our principles because he's doing so many wonderful things in other places. But the truth of the matter is, he is not God. He's not always right. And in this case, he's terribly and unfortunately, to the detriment of countless potential children, he's wrong. He's got to be confronted. And those who love, you know, if you love somebody, you love them enough to tell them the truth. And so recently, I was asked to submit a list of names of men that I thought would be good to advise Trump. And it's an altogether different list than those who have been, because some of them are themselves more prone to be pragmatic and let's do what we can. But there are certain things that you can't compromise on. And life, for me, is an issue we can't compromise on.
Rick, what do you think about his advisor, kind of the head of his faith group, being Paula White?
I've been opposed to it since the day she was put in that role. Early on, was invited to some of the meetings. I've sat right next to her and her former rock and roll husband, star husband. They're nice people, good people, and smart people. But she's the wrong advisor to be the lead spiritual advisor to the president, in my view.
Yeah. Yeah, I was asking David Allen was on the program just the other day, and I think I talked to him off air and said, you know, she's a prosperity gospel preacher. And
yes.
I said, do you think she has a genuine understanding of the gospel and faith in Christ? And it's kind of hard to answer that. How would you answer that?
Well, you know, that's not for me to decide finally. As you are well aware, that's God's business. I can't answer that question. But I do know that theologically, I have strong opposition to several things scripturally that she embraces. You know, I deal with people all the time who want me to call female preachers pastor, and I find spiritual reasons why I cannot do that.
Right.
Frank Pavone is one of my favorite people on the earth in terms of his pro-life stance, but I don't refer to him as Father Frank Pavone because the scripture tells me to refer to no man as father. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually asking the question, how can you get around that? And he said, well, we just look at it traditionally, and that's the way it's always been, so that's the way it is. So I call him Pastor Frank Pavone or Brother Frank Pavone, but I just don't think we laid aside our biblical principles to accommodate people whom we are in disagreement with on a biblical basis.
Yeah. What do you say about the issue Trump's been weighing in on Ukraine and Russia? And you know, the left's going to attack Trump if he drinks a glass of water in a way they don't like. But he seems to be siding with Russia in the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. How do you view that? And do you think he's missing the boat there?
I think that if you take him at his word at that point, he's missing the boat, but also recognize that this is the art of the deal. And, you know, stay close to your friends, but even closer to your enemies. I think that's kind of part of his strategy there. I don't think that in the final analysis he's ever going to side with Russia to the destruction of freedom. I believe he is. I think he's a genuinely freedom-loving man. And when he over and again makes the statement that too many people are dying, I think that's his legitimate concern. He's trying to stop the killing and over a million people have died in that war that he says is needless and probably would have been prevented had he been named the president in 2020, which he should have been, and I think illegally denied.
Mm-hmm. It's, you know, the Lord has worked that out. I think Trump is a lot better this go-round than he was the first go-round. He seems to understand things a lot better. He doesn't seem, and Rick, correct me if you think this is wrong, he doesn't seem near as bombastic as he was before. No. and you know, needing to have all the attention on himself. You know, he shares the stage with Elon Musk, doesn't seem to be threatened by that. I was kind of teasing with Jenna Ellis. I said it to quote a line from George Herbert Walker Bush, it's almost a kindler, gentler Donald Trump. Would you agree?
100%. I've made that same comment to numerous friends of mine. He has a softer tone about him, and it's drawing more people to him. Even Democrats are falling in line because what he says is true. It's rational, and he's not just, you know, throwing it back at them and condemning them in the process. So I think that's a fair and accurate observation.
What do you make of Elon Musk being so involved, doing all this work? It's a tremendous amount of work that he's doing for free. You know, his detractors will say, oh, he's setting us up for, you know, he gets all this money from the government for his big contracts and things. Well, it makes sense to do business with Elon Musk. He's head and shoulders better than anybody else in anything that he does. But why do you think this South African is so committed to doing this thankless job that he gets run through the mud as much as Trump now? What do you think is motivating him?
You know, I think his own self-description, I had it readily at hand, but half of the equation of his own self-description is he cares. I think the man genuinely cares about people. And I saw it illustrated. Our organization that I'm affiliated with the Remnant Alliance, our co-founder, Steve Maxwell, when he saw the tragedy unfolding in North Carolina after the floods and saw so little being done that was actually helping people, he got in touch with the Musk team, and they furnished thousands and thousands of these satellite communication systems. In fact, I actually have it, Starlink, in the house where I'm at right now, and I'm communicating through their technology. But way before that thing developed, he put all these satellites in the sky, and now he can literally put a little instrument in your backyard reflecting toward the sun where there's clearest path of sunshine, and he can communicate no matter where you are, and you can be linked to the world. And until those Starlink systems were set up, thousands were dying, and thousands more were going to die because they had no way to communicate with people in those isolated regions of North Carolina that the flood had destroyed all communications. He is a caring man, and I think that's one reason God has blessed him as he has.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Rick, because he and Trump are similar in that they're so dichotomous. So they have these really great qualities. I mean, Trump's courage and his tenacity are second to none. I mean, I think every pastor could say, God, help me to be courageous like that. Help me to take a licking and keep on ticking. Then they have the immoral side, and Elon Musk, you know, it was that girl that was on social media said she just had Elon Musk's 13th child, and he's got kids from three different women. And how do you think a Christian is supposed to take that and evaluate it, and it's like, yeah, he's got this that I don't get, and then he's got all these good qualities. What would you say to our listeners about that?
Pray for his conversion, just like we have for Trump. God uses imperfect people to do perfect things, and this is an occasion that illustrates that. He is not saved, as far as I can tell, but he could be saved. And we Christians, rather than just resist him and say, I'm not going to listen to anything he says, we ought to fall on our faces and say, Lord, thank you for the good that you're doing through him, and we give you the glory for that. We also pray that you create circumstances in his life that would attract him to Jesus. And if we want to win this man to Christ, then let's not go public criticizing him for his flaws. He has them. My word, King Solomon, the smartest man that ever lived, according to the Bible, wisest, he had hundreds of wives and concubines. God has, over the centuries, used imperfect people to do perfect things. And that's because of the great God that he is.
Amen to that. Well, I'm sure glad God is a merciful God, because if he weren't, as the scripture said, Lord should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there's forgiveness with you that you may be feared. Well, we're talking to Dr. Rick Scarborough. When we come back from the break, we'll be taking your calls, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. If you have a question, if you have a comment, we would love to hear from you. You're listening to Real Truth for Today, and I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve, the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries. From His Heart is heard every weeknight at 6 p.m. Central, right here on American Family Radio. You've heard a lot about saving babies on this show. That's because it's important to me personally. And let me just be frank with you. We need to save them. That's why we've partnered with Preborn, the nation's leader in introducing mothers with unplanned pregnancies to their babies. And once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life growing inside of her, she is twice as likely to choose life. Now that's a miracle. But quite honestly, if we don't save them, who will? Preborn receives no government funding, so their work is completely dependent on you and me. Preborn has rescued over 280,000 babies. And that's not all. They provide love, support, and counseling for up to 2 years for free, saving lives and souls. One ultrasound is just $28, or 140 helps rescue 5 babies' lives. Abortion doesn't stop, so we can't either. Together, you and I can save lives. Just call #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's 250 baby. Or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email pastorjeff@fromhisheart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here talking to Dr. Rick Scarborough, President of Recover America. We've been talking about what's going on in our nation and what's going on under President Donald Trump and Elon Musk as he heads up the Department of Government Efficiency and all sorts of things that we've been discussing. And we're going to take your calls at 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. And we'd love to hear from you if you have a question or a comment. And Rick, I was thinking about the fact that the liberal media has always been against Trump, but now they're against Trump with a vengeance. And it seems like they have cried wolf for so long that they've turned into white noise, and people don't trust them. They don't really listen to them, and anything they say, they just discount. So from the left's perspective, would you say they've shot themselves in the foot?
I would raise the aim. They've shot themselves in the head. Aiming way too low. I think that's true. I think people just roll their eyes back when they come out with something that's absurd. Comments. I occasionally watch MSNBC just to see what the left is thinking. But you don't have to, because Fox and some of the conservative news sources like Newsmax, they'll play a clip just to show the absurdity of what's being spoken on those channels. And they're not making enough revenue now to pay their bills. So let them die. Truth always triumphs. God always vindicates the truth. And that's what we need to thank him for and recognize is happening.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, I realize, you know, it was Bill O'Reilly that had the no spin zone, because news used to just be delivered, but now it's spun, and it's, you know, you come from either a conservative viewpoint of it or a liberal viewpoint of it. But truth is truth. And when you lay out the facts, people can see. And what Donald Trump is doing, in my opinion, is he's telling people the truth. This is what we're finding. And Elon Musk, to his credit, says, hey, we're not going to do everything perfectly. We're not, nobody bats a thousand. But if we mess up, we're going to let you know, and we're going to course correct. I appreciate that about him.
You bet. As do I. And he has been very transparent at that point. It's refreshing to hear and see. But you know, another factor is AFR and other credible news sources we can go to and get the truth. And men like you that are taking these incidents and lifting up the truth, exposing the lie. I mean, here we have even today talked about several things we disagreed with that Elon Musk and Donald Trump are advocating. So that's how God gets his word out. And we shouldn't be afraid of the truth. We should embrace it. We should run to it. And when we hear something that resonates with our hearts as true, then share it.
Yes, very good. Well, let's go to the phone lines. We have Shirley on the line from Tennessee. Shirley, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I have a thought that I wanted to share and get your thought on.
Okay.
Now, Donald Trump's doing a lot of good stuff, okay? I think anybody looking at what he's doing, getting rid of all these crazy laws and gay laws and stuff, you know, which seems like a Hegelian dialect, because I think we were swung extremely to the left to get us to where we are. You know, we can see that those things are great. He's getting rid of those. My issue is that he was surrounded by all these billionaires who I believe actually set Joe Biden and chose him. They choose two leaders to get up to the top, and then we vote for the ones that, either way we vote as a community and as a people, it's going to be good for them, because they've actually chosen to get up to the top to be voted for, a.k.a. E.W. Jackson never got there. He was stopped by the Republicans and Democrats from getting to the debate stage. So everybody doesn't even get there. And even if you have the money and the support. And then my issue with Trump is that he's laying the groundwork, I believe, with this Stargate for Christians at some point to be the targets of drones and extreme mass surveillance. I think that the money that's going into the hands, and I forgot, is it Daniel something, whatever the man's name is, who's promoting Stargate, producing it, looks to me like just a drunken old man. You know, I don't see anything in him. And so my issue with Trump is that a surveillance system is being set up that's much like Revelation 13 that could set out the mark of the beast. I don't know if Trump's the Antichrist. I think I'd more likely call the Pope the Antichrist. But who's all these presidents listening to? They go shake hands with the Pope. They call him Holy Father, which you're not supposed to call any man. And I just feel that what we have is a serious issue. Elon Musk's not a Christian. Trump signed at the All-CNI at the debates, when they were doing his inauguration, and he's surrounded by seven billionaires, lady of which gave him millions of dollars for his campaign, and she's an extreme abortionist. So I think seeing both sides of things, I'm not very comfortable with where we're headed, and I just wanted to talk on that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Shirley, I appreciate you calling in. Rick, how would you respond to that?
I would say that she should be praying, as I'm praying, for discernment. You know, God hasn't left us out here without protection. We humble ourselves, confess, Father, we're going to follow truth as far as we can understand it. But if we're missing the boat, give us discernment. Lord, reveal to us what the truth is finally about this man, and just determine that we're not going to be sucked into a false movement. So that would be my response, discernment.
Yeah, that's a good word. Because as we've said, you know, Donald Trump, in my opinion, doesn't understand the gospel. He doesn't understand grace and what it means to really know the Lord by repentance and faith. Now, I hope that he's just not able to articulate it, but I haven't seen that side of him. I don't think Elon Musk understands that either. They've not bowed the knee to Jesus. But that doesn't mean God can't use him for good things. And at the same time, the enemy is still going to be working and pushing and trying to influence. And so, Rick, you're exactly right. We need to be praying for discernment and praying for those guys and the cabinet that he has, that they would seek the Lord. And Rick, one thing that is so encouraging to me, and you know more about this than I do as far as it relates to what's going on in politics, Trump seems to really like Christians, and he seems to really value prayer. Can you elaborate on that?
I think that's correct. That near miss assassination attempt, where that bullet should have killed him, but by the miracle of his turning his head just a centimeter, I think that was a real confirmation to him that Christians praying can make a difference. And I think we won't know until we get to heaven how much impact that whole incident had, but he was always brave and sometimes arrogant, but I don't sense the arrogance now that I once sensed. I think he knows he can be a dead man, but he's alive because Christians prayed for him.
Yeah,
God
that's
intervened.
How.
I should. Yeah, God intervened.
Yeah, and I see that also, and it's a breath of fresh air to see him not be, pushing himself and elevating himself like he did so much in the first term. Well, we have Lynn on the line from Arkansas. Lynn, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hi, thank you. Yeah, I love when you have Rick Scarborough on. I think he's really level-headed, and that's my comment on that. But anyway,
hey, can I get a tape of that so I can play it to my wife?
What?
That on tape and play it for my wife?
Yes, you can. Tell her to listen to the podcast. Anyway, I just wanted to say, as far as Elon Musk is concerned, I like all the things they're doing, except for the in vitro fertilization thing, or whatever you call it. Mm-hmm. I'm uncomfortable with Elon Musk in the long term because of his Neuralink and all of that. And some Christians are so comfortable now that Trump has won, and I voted for him, but it's almost like Jesus isn't coming after all or something, you know? And I believe he is. And I just think, I wish more churches would teach prophecy. Mm-hmm. And people would have their eyes opened when things shift, or whatever motivations could be. And I don't know. Anyway, that's my comment. And also, on one of the shows that I listen to, which is Jan Markell, mm-hmm. People that are on there go to these meetings, for like the World Economic Forum and things like that. And one of them said that Tulsi Gabbard is a member of the Young Leaders of the World Economic Forum. So, I don't know. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's things to watch.
Yeah, that's good. Rick, do you know much about Tulsi Gabbard?
Basically what what I read about in the press, what I see. If she is in any way associated with the forum, I guarantee she's less affiliated now than she was, because the president, to my delight, has just blasted him. He came out so strongly against them that he put them in their place. And if I can comment on what Lynn just said about the about second coming preaching and prophecy, remember this, Lynn: in an hour you think not, the Son of Man cometh. 20 years ago, we heard sermons on the second coming, and every revival, when we had revivals, people always preached on the second coming. Everybody was always talking about it. Well, it didn't come. Well, now nobody's talking about it, so keep your eye on the eastern sky, because that's an indicator that he's coming.
Yeah, good point. Very good point. Thanks, Lynn, for calling in. We have Don on the line from Mississippi. Don, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hey, good morning, Pastor Shreve, and good morning to your guest as well. I wanted to comment on what you had said about the Twilight Zone and how we are in such a world that's where we live at now. Not only that, but it's like I used to read comic books a lot, and one of the things is that we live in what DC Comics used to call the Bizarro World, where mm-hmm. everything is switched around.
Yeah,
and now say that again, please.
Yeah, it's upside down. It's the upside down world.
Yeah, it's upside down, right? And we are taking it at face value, and people are going along with it. Pastor Scarborough said something a few minutes ago about discernment. As we live in this world, that's something that's not being preached or taught a lot of, is discernment. And I think that, along with the caller about prophecy, discernment is one of the most important things, I believe, by the Word of God, that we should have, especially as believers, and with the way the world is going. With Elon Musk, I think he's doing a tremendous job. You know, I think the things that he's bringing about is going to help us to achieve where we need to be at. But we need to be cautious as well. As the lady said, when the enemy way of getting us is to know everything about us.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
You know, we have to be watchmen on the wall. We got to be watchmen on the wall. That's the only way we're gonna see the enemy approaching. So that's my comment. I hope you guys have a great day.
Thank you, Don. Good comments. I appreciate you listening. Appreciate you calling in. Rick, you hit the nail on the head when you say we need to be discerning, we need to be praying, and we need to be faithful as a watchman on the wall, as it says in the book of Ezekiel.
Amen. You know, Jeff, I'm developing a sermon I've mentioned a couple of times, The Golden Age of the Church, and I'm booking one-day rallies in churches around the country. Would love to hear from some of the pastors out there. If they'd be interested, go to recoveramerica.com or rick@recoveramerica.com and let me know of your interest.
Yeah, that would be great, pastors, to bring Rick in. And Rick, you have the gift of evangelism, and God has used you in that way. And so we've kind of lost sight of the office of the evangelist, but churches need to have God-gifted evangelists come into their churches and draw the net and lift up the cross and draw people to Jesus. Well, Rick, it's always a pleasure. Thank you, my friend, for coming on today. I appreciate
you.
Thank you, brother.
God bless your audience.
God bless you, and may he give you strength. I know you're dealing with some issues with your knee and things like that, your shoulder, so may God's hand of healing be upon you. Well, I'm sorry we didn't get to Mark or Henry or Richard, but I appreciate you guys calling in. You can always reach me, Pastor Jeff, at fromhisheart.org if you have a question, Pastor Jeff at fromhisheart.org, and love to converse with you if I can. And go out today, shine for Christ, share what great things the Lord has done for you, and know that God will use you as his witness. That is our purpose for being on this earth, to be his witnesses. So let's shine, let's share, and let's have God glorify himself through us. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.